Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Taylor Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley. 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line. We'll get to some of your questions for questions and answers in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, we are very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line to be joined by the former Mets bench coach, former MLB manager as well. He's Jim Riggleman joining the show. Jim, I hope you and your family had a happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you. So one of the main reasons we wanted to have you on was because one of your former players, Steven Matz, signed with the Cardinals last week. You were with him in New York back in 2019 when he started 30 games for 160 innings, had a solid 4.2 ERA. Jim, what can you tell us about the pitcher that the Cardinals signed last week and how you feel like he fits in here in St. Louis?
Well, I think Steven Matz fits in well anywhere. I was the bench coach there, and I watched him take the ball every 5 days for the Mets. Great competitor, but, you know, had all the other qualities too. Good teammate. His teammates really, I think, appreciated the way he went about himself. No excuses. Take the ball every fifth day. Leave it all out there. And when the manager made a decision to leave him in or take him out, he was respectful, at the same time being able to exude that air of, you know, I want to pitch, give me the ball. So a real gamer, great teammate, and a great sign by the Cardinals.
You know, Jim, I think what makes Cardinals fans most excited about Steven Matz is the defense that'll be playing behind him. I mean, he's notoriously a ground ball pitcher. He's going to be pitching at Busch Stadium. And then when you talk about a team that has five gold glovers, that has to be something that excites a lot of people.
Yeah, no question. And, Steven can get a strikeout also, but he does get the ground balls. He's a heck of an athlete, very physically strong guy. You know, you look at that tall frame and you don't realize, you know, this guy's a big, strong guy. He runs well, not that you care about that very much, but I mean, it just speaks to his athleticism, feeling his position, all the things that you want out of a pitcher. And, I think it's going to be a great fit. That defense is going to be a good fit for a lot of pitchers.
Do you feel like there's another level to Steven Matz? I think some, when they looked at the signing, they said, you know, maybe a three or a four in the Cardinals rotation, a guy that's kind of the mid rotation type of player. He's been right around a four ERA for the vast majority of his career. With this defense and at that ballpark where it suppresses home run balls against him, do you think there's a little bit more in there for Steven Matz?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there is. When he broke into the big leagues, he, like a lot of young players, he made a big splash. He came in and, people didn't know about him right away. And all of a sudden he's doing some great things. Then he went through a lot of guys a little bit of an adjustment, you know, as the hitters made an adjustment to him. And now he had to turn that around. But I do think that, he's at that perfect time. He's in the prime of his career. The defense behind him, the ground balls you speak of, I just think that he is primed for better days ahead. Even the days in the past have been good, but I think there is more in there.
Jim, in Steven's career, it's four of the seven season, I believe, that he has pitched 150 or more innings. You've seen a lot of pitchers in your time in Major League Baseball. Is 30 years old the prime of the career for most guys? Because a four-year contract for Steven Matz when he's just turning 31 seems like a pretty heck of a deal for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think, you know, for the most part, it seems to me that you know, 28 to 32 year range is a great time to have pitchers, and he's right in there. But you know, this guy's, like I said, he's a physical specimen. Maybe Bader. I don't know who the fastest player on your team is. Maybe it's Bader, but I would take Steven in a foot race. He's, you know, so that speaks to his conditioning. I think his body will stay strong for years to come. Whether he has success or not is not going to be about his body, about his conditioning, anything like that. It's just going to be a matter of the repertoire of his pitches and is he getting people out. And I think that with anybody you sign, you're going to have to be faced with that. Everybody has guys that you point to and you say, oh, this guy's going to be great here. But next thing you know, he's in the minor leagues. You know, you guys have gone through that with a couple guys in the last few years. But I feel really good about Steven Matz being there. No matter where he went, I would feel this way because I thought so much of him. Just a fine young man. And, you know, like I said, a lot of guys, it's a shame. They're not fighting to take the ball, you know. Steven's got he's a 200 inning guy, you know, never mind 150. This guy can give you 200.
Jim, what's the value in that? That's something we've talked so much about over really this entire season. I mean, you watched it from afar this year. Every team, but in particular the Cardinals, were struggling to be able to get their starters to A, go deep into games, and B, just be available to take the ball every fifth day. Three-fifths of their rotation in June was down with injuries. How valuable is that as a manager to just know, okay, every fifth day, Waino's going to be one of our guys, and then we're for sure going to have Matz, and then we can just build around that. What kind of value does that give you as a manager?
Well, it's great value because, you know, you're not overworking your bullpen. You can kind of line up your pinch hitters the way you want to use them. You don't have to burn people early in the game. It's just, it all starts with that, you know. The word start, you know, starting pitching, that's where your team starts. You know, for me, it's the most important thing. It's been devalued somewhat in the last few years because we've lowered the bar for what we will consider a good outing. You know, you can sometimes I'll be reading or hearing some commentary about a game, and they'll say the pitcher had a great game. You know, he was great. He was outstanding. And then I'll look at the box score and he went 4 2/3 or 5 1/3. And I'm thinking, you know, Bob Gibson's rolling over in his grave right now. You know, he would be embarrassed that he went five innings, but we have lowered the bar and this is what we accept as greatness now. So I think that in a perfect world, you do get guys who are at least going to go out there and you can get six innings out of them. You know, if you get six innings out of your starting pitcher and you are tied or winning the game, I don't have numbers to back this up, but my experience tells me we're going to win this game because now I can put my premier guys in the bullpen in the game, my guys who I want out of the bullpen who pitch when we're tied or winning, they're my best guys facing the other ball club. So, you know, that six innings out of a starter is huge.
Jim, final one from me, and I know it's early with the offseason, but for the way that this Cardinals rotation is set, I'm just curious your thoughts on how dominant they could be with Matz joining Flaherty and Hudson and Michaelis and Adam Wainwright.
Well, they can be, but, you know, I like all those guys, but I'm, you know, I feel like, hey, let's go take the ball. You know, I'm watching these guys on TV talk about it. And when I was there with the Mets, DeGrom, I love DeGrom. Who doesn't? But he didn't pitch since July 17th. So, you know what? Show me. Just don't talk about it. Show me. Take the ball every fifth day. Give me 175 to 200 innings, and we will win the division. It's as simple as that. You get these quality starters. You get three to four of them at least giving you 175 innings. You get a couple guys give you 200, which was a given back in the day. And, you know, when I manage the Cubs, I'll throw a name out to you that you probably wouldn't even give a second thought to. But I managed Steve Traxel for 5 years. He gave me 1,003 innings. You know, Steve Traxel, 200-inning guy. I mean, we could win when he was pitching because I could set my bullpen up for the rest of the ballgame.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate the time. We always enjoy having you on the show. Thanks so much for giving us a little insight into what the Cardinals are getting with Steven Matz. All the best to you and the fam, and hopefully you have a great rest of your holiday season.
Thank you very much.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.